And if you're sailing into interesting waters, well, you're sailing into a new year very soon, 2025, just around the corner. But if it's been a rocky road so far, if it's been rough waters in 2024, and if you are looking to break free from what's been holding you back, whether it's personally, whether it's professionally, in life in general, there is something that I'd like to put on your radar at the end of this year, as we get ready to jump into the final month on the calendar. And it's a personal breakthrough 3-day seminar that could be, well, in fact, it will be, if you sign up, if you jump in, it will be the thing that sets your compass for the year ahead and makes 2025 your most impactful and transformative year yet. How do I know this? Well, because the lady who is going to be captaining and guiding you through the 3 days is in the studio with me right now. Anami Kutsia is the lady who does this. This is what she does. She changes brains. She changes lives. And welcoming her back to the microphone for a Wednesday catch-up. Anami, how are you today on a wonderful midweek Wednesday moment?
I'm fabulous, thank you.
A speaker, trainer, coach, you wear lots of different hats. But as we get ready for this personal breakthrough 3-day seminar, I suppose you'll be wearing all of them at once. Am I right?
Correct, yes. I'm very passionate about empowering people into upgrading their nervous system and regulating in a different way. And it really is about purging the past to move forward. So if it means speaking, if it means training, if it means coaching, I'm there.
Now, what makes this the perfect moment to be doing a 3-day seminar like this? Have you found that the need now at the end of a long, hard year is immense?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we all jump into the beginning of the year with great New Year's resolutions and lots of enthusiasm and motivation. And we get to the end of the year and we might not have achieved everything that we set out to, although you actually have the whole year to do a New Year resolution. But, you know, we end up reflecting and going, I dropped the ball there, I didn't do that, et cetera, et cetera. So, and life just picks up pace. And there's a lot of unforeseen moments in life that you can't control and navigate before when you set the goal. So it's a nice time to reflect. A lot of people are going, I just don't want to repeat. Next year, I really want to be in a different place by the time I get here.
So that's something that jumped out when I was reading the breakdown of the Transform Your Life seminar. I'm checking it out on your website, trueawakenings.co.za. And this idea of like redefining your past, which means letting go of emotional baggage. What are the ramifications of being able to do that? And how does that actually like translate? How does it come to be?
So the simple way of looking, you know, we move forward in life, you know, we focus forward. But to make sense of the future, you actually have to reflect on the past. You know, this is where all our feedback lies. This is where information is. So sometimes when you've got certain experiences, and they could be trauma related, or they could be just children not getting their needs met in a specific way. You know, we're all unique, and parents are doing the best they can with what they have. So sometimes there is certain needs not met in a child, and that causes internalization in a different way. So if it causes a perception of, I'm not, I don't fit in, I don't belong, nothing ever goes my way, why is this happening to me always, that perception of internal experience then plays out. We make it real in the present, and it continues to play out this narrative, and then it spills over into your future. So it is actually imperative to reflect on the past and go, let me update that belief. Is it still relevant? Does it still hold true? Maybe it was a good thing to know when I was 10, but I'm not there anymore, so let's update and reset that belief a little.
Wow. And something that I think will resonate with, well, I think with everyone, but maybe with some people more than others, if you are the kind of person who feels stuck and constantly anxious or overwhelmed in your day-to-day, there is the promise here of being able to discover how to break free from anxiety and stress, which means regaining control of your emotions. What does that translate into?
Well, that leads to healthier relationships and a calmer, more focused life, right? So you can't find your car keys in front of you when you're overwhelmed and stressed, and we all know that. We've all had those experiences. And it is, what's important about these techniques, it's that it's practical. I'm going to teach you how to do it yourself so that you can maintain this going forward and know how to navigate it should it happen again. And how does the brain get to a state of overwhelm, and what is the solution to that so that you can stay focused, calm, and resilient, and emotionally feel like you can regulate better.
Okay, and for those have sort of identified they've got an issue when it comes to procrastination, maybe, or you can call it self-sabotage, do you have practical tools that can help someone implement change in their life to make sure that 2025 is a year where that stuff starts to fade into the rearview mirror?
Absolutely. For every behavior, there's a structure, there's a reason behind it. And sometimes what I find is people mostly reflect on it and it's so uncomfortable and there's so much self-judgment and criticism towards that behavior that they try not to focus on it. They try to avoid it like the plague, but it doesn't go away when you do that. So the techniques are there to reflect in a way that it's comfortable, from a state of curiosity to understanding, because the moment you understand it, you go, oh, I get it now. And then, can I achieve what I'm looking for in a different way where it doesn't look like I'm sabotaging myself, so that I can change the behaviors, still reach those beautiful outcomes that I'm focusing on, but in a different way that's more serving?
Wow. So if you're hearing this, if this is sinking in, and if you're nodding your head and thinking, this is what I need in my life, all of this bundled into a 3-day transformative journey that is happening right here in Balito, your chance to learn practical tools to break free from repetitive habits and start a new chapter with intention and purpose. It's going to transform your life, it's going to transform your relationships, it's going to transform your business. And limited space, though, that's the thing. And 3 days in the middle of next month, December.
Correct.
Okay, for those who are really excited and think this is something that couldn't come soon enough, what are the mechanics? How can we find out more and get signed up for this limited intake?
So on the website, on the homepage of True Awakenings, there is a link where you can go directly and reserve your seat and book your link. Or you can send me a WhatsApp and find out more, and I will give you the information. And that number is 064-525-3278.
There you go. And the website again, trueawakenings.co.za, with the contact details on that site as well. If you want to reach out directly and pop a WhatsApp to my special guest, Anami Kutsia, speaker, trainer, coach, and your guide over 3 days into this personal breakthrough seminar happening in Balito. And dates, Anami?
14, 15, 16 December. It's a long weekend, so it doesn't interfere with people's holiday dates and etc. And it's the gift of Christmas from you to you.
There you go. Is there a particular person that you find has been gravitating towards this particular profile, perhaps, that this would really be ideal for?
I've had a number of conversations, and they are actually quite widespread. You know, people dealing with different things. Fundamentally, it is the overwhelm, the stress, the burnout, the inability of the emotional regulation, from addictions, people struggling just to let go of habits that are holding them back, as well as business owners who want to just take their business to the next level, because you know your business is an expression of you at the end of the day, and so if you want to level up from that perspective. So there is children, there is females, there's trauma, there's all sorts, that the tools are relevant for all of those.
And practical stuff that you're going to be able to then have as your own personal toolkit that you can draw on a daily basis after you've learnt the tools. So this is your chance to level up, to install a new operating system for your life. And you definitely won't be the same person at the end of 3 days, that's for sure. Personal breakthrough in all dimensions, I suppose. And again, that website, trueawakenings.co.za, or pop an email to info@trueawakenings.co.za. Do it like now, because you don't want to miss this with a limited intake for the final seminar of 2024. Set yourself up for your most transformative and impactful year yet. Make 2025 a game changer. And Anami, while you're here in the studio, is there any message you'd like to leave our listener with at this moment before Black Friday comes and rocks the Dolphin Coast.
I think the magic ingredient has always been us being unique and individual creatures. And so when you stop comparing yourself to the rest of the world and you celebrate who you are, since we're going into this festive season of celebrations, let it be a time where we celebrate what we're good at, who we are, appreciate your qualities, your determination, your grit, all of the things that made you last this year. Celebrate those milestones. Even though they might have been small, they were still worth celebrating.
Hey, I'll take that. I'll take that as a double. Thank you. And if you're looking to roll that gratitude into the new year and reboot with a recharged perspective and a whole new operating system, well, let this be your invitation to that personal breakthrough 3-day seminar. And you'll find all the details on trueawakenings.co.za. Anami, we'll have another chat again really soon. I'm looking forward to keeping this wave of enlightening, upgrading, positive energy going. And while we're talking about rebooting and restarting, here's Sam Smith with a tune called Just That.